The former Soviet Republic of Belarus is gearing up for a presidential election. The country is on the doorstep of the European Union, but it remains a throwback to Soviet times. The government controls the media. There's an agency watching over citizens, and that agency is called the KGB, just like in Soviet times. And President Alexander Lukashenko, who's been described as a Soviet-style dictator, is the overwhelming favorite to win the election. NPR's David Green spent last evening chatting with people in the capital.
It was a cold night in Minsk, and a small crowd was gathered in a brick square. Their protest flags were mingling with the snow that was falling. Some of the flags, the blue European Union flag with Belarus written through it. This crowd was calling for a free election this Sunday and for the end of President Alexander Lukashenko's rule. He's been in power for 16 years.
My name is Boris. I am 23.
Why are you here tonight?
Well, now, because our current president, he really pisses us off already. And now we are ready and willing to vote for anyone else just to get this one off.
Why does he piss you off?
Because he stole our freedom.
There was also this 20-year-old woman.
I don't know what to do, actually. It's a huge machine, a government machine.
The government machine, she said, is at her university pressuring students to take part in early voting. Critics say the government wants ballots in before Election Day so they have more time to manipulate them. People on campus are nervous.
Especially those students that live in dormitories. They are forced to, because if they don't vote before the appointed time, they will just lose their place at the university, and the prices for the accommodation in the Minsk are very high.
Intimidation is a way of life in Belarus. It's one reason a lot of people preferred not giving their names. They fear a backlash. Yet despite pressure, this woman is determined to vote when she's ready.
Actually, I'm afraid, but I want to believe in our future.
The future for now is controlled by a 56-year-old president with a formula for staying in power. Lukashenko's kept mostly close ties with the Kremlin, and Russia provides natural gas to this country. Tack on a few trade deals with China and Venezuela, and Lukashenko's kept the economy afloat. There are 9 other candidates running for his job, but they've been denied airtime on state-controlled TV in the weeks before the election. The president, though, was televised at something called the We Are Belarus Gala. He promised all Belarusians good jobs and a good life. In fact, the president sets many salaries, since 80% of citizens work for the state. People are generally on one-year contracts, meaning the government can easily take your job if you're out of line. I met Anatoly and Zinaida Pavlichuk earlier this week. They're in their 50s. He's a government electrician. She's at a government construction firm. They call Lukashenko father, and they said he's helped Belarus avoid the economic problems and protests elsewhere in Europe. Our pensions are paid, so are our salaries, Mrs. Pavlichuk said. Maybe sometimes it's strict. That's necessary. Just look at countries that are not so strict. Strange thing, there are no campaign posters on the streets in Belarus, no political ads on TV. Radio stations, though, say they were forced by the government to play this tune. Sanya is short for Alexander, the president's name. And this song's about how mom and dad just want Sanya to stay. David Green, NPR News, Minsk.